You're listening to SBS News.
With hospitalisations declining and coronavirus cases becoming less prevalent in some states, there is hope the pandemic could be slowing down. Despite the optimism, the federal government remains cautious, holding talks at National Cabinet about COVID-19. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says it's important for Australians to line up for their booster shots when they are eligible.
And we shouldn't be complacent about this issue, even though it would appear that we're hopeful that we have reached a peak. Hospital numbers are down, but we shouldn't be complacent about this.
The Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says it's too early to know if the recent round of COVID-19 infections has reached a peak. He referred to the school holiday effect, where activity changes transmission and reduced hospital numbers.
The data we're seeing right now indicates that we might have reached the peak earlier than we expected to, earlier than most modelling suggested we would. We're being a bit cautious about that.
This week, Australia's vaccine advisory group, ATAGI, approved the Moderna vaccine for children from 6 months old to 5 years. This will likely open up access for 70,000 children in this age bracket, but the advice is that COVID-19 is a low risk in children under five. Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly says he is growing in confidence that the Omicron wave is peaking based on hospital admission data.
This is not the last wave. This is the end of this. This is coming towards the end of this wave, or at least peaking of this wave. There will be a tail in hospitals. Many older people with many other diseases other than COVID have been admitted. That's the word we're getting from clinicians on the ground.
The Federal Health Minister says further talks with his state and territory colleagues are planned, and the government has ordered more than 400,000 vaccines against monkeypox, a new generation of immunisation compared to the smallpox jab. Mark Butler says this vaccine will be more effective, and Australia is only one of a few countries to secure supplies. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.